At this time, exactly 50 years ago, WHEN aired its first broadcast at the University of Delaware. General Manager Greer Firestone, a senior, gave a sign-on address and then played the song Revolution by the Beatles. The song was very fitting because from there the radio station has changed students' lives across campus by giving them a chance to share their voice on a public platform, as well as feature music from rock to folk to classical. Over 50 years, the station has grown from being an AM only available on campus to FM broadcast in 1976, and later from 1,000 to 6,800 watts effective radiated power in 2011, and incorporated an internet-streamed studio, The Basement. In addition to physical improvements, talented community volunteers were invited to share their musical expertise to strengthen the station in the 70s, leading to the student-led community radio station we are today. Since 1968, the station has grown in morale and enthusiasm, and new students join every year with increasing excitement to be a part of our community. I had the pleasure of speaking to Greer Firestone himself, and here's what he had to say about his experience with the station.
Dr. Chabot and I were on the first ever recording. Dr. Chabot said to me, "Greer, what do you want to say?" And I said, "When is now? You've heard nothing yet." We had no clue what we were doing, but every day was an incredible new experience. And so what we did was we created a group of people that was like so entrepreneurial and just so experiential that we said, let's do this, let's do that, let's bring in other groups, other kids that can maybe create shows. And that's kind of what we did. But the bottom line is we had no clue. I certainly had no clue about what I was doing. But it was a cool experience about how we created this whole thing. So we went through 68 and I graduated in 69. Then everybody else took it over and they were much, much more, shall we say, professional and experiential than what we had. Because we had no clue about what we were doing. But then other people who kind of knew what they were doing took over from us. But it was just a wonderful experience for all of us in 68, 69. 50 years later, we had no clue what this would develop into and how high professional this would have been, that you guys have made this whole thing. But we were just experiential. We had no clue. This is Greer Firestone, WHEN Radio. You've heard nothing yet.
And I'm Corey McClelland, current general manager of 91.3 WVUD, the voice of the University of Delaware.